Yes, yes, ma'am, I agree.
It is now 6:19. It is January the 9th, 2012. Happy New Year. And I'd like to begin the special board meeting of the Kanyati Independent School District Board of Trustees. Tony, could you call us to order, please? And call,
Mrs. Well, Gonzalez?
Call roll.
Here.
Mr. Carmen?
Here.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Here.
Mrs. Rosa?
Here.
Mrs. Quintana?
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Present.
Mrs. Strauss?
Here.
Item 2A, discussion of possible action to reconsider and or clarify the district's selection of architects for RFQ 12-02. Would you like me to read each one?
No. Board President Strauss, Board Member Dr. Dorothy, I was asked just to make sure that I clarify what the purpose of the meeting is and why we are here today to revisit the architect issue. For the discussion of possible action to reconsider or clarify the district's selection of architects for RFQ 12-02 is being made tonight for a couple of reasons. Number one, there's been no negotiations yet with any of the architectural firms. Obviously, no contract has been entered with any of the firms. The purpose of the meeting is to make sure that we have the opportunity to clarify, and if you desire, to reconsider any of the selections that you made regarding the projects at the last meeting. Obviously, they're all listed because that's the way they were taken up at the last meeting. You don't have to reconsider any of them, but you do need to, in my opinion, clarify what you voted on as your motion. The motion needs to allow the administration the opportunity to negotiate with whatever firm you select. If you cannot reach an agreement with that firm, the Professional Services Procurement Act requires that you then run to the next most highly qualified firm. So we're not really in a position yet where we've actually made an award of any contract, and that's the purpose of the clarification. Obviously, you're free, as I said, to revisit any of the items. We have it listed in the order that was taken up at the last meeting. Thank you.
With that said,
Madam?
Yes.
President?
Yes, Sergio, please.
And I request this decided to be placed on the agenda because we do need to, you know, it's really late. We kind of rush through this, and one of the things that I think we need to consider is that we first need to make sure that we have a contract with the architect for our PK through 8. I think that's the first and foremost. And we really didn't consider the situation of what happens if we don't reach an agreement with the first firm.
Precisely.
So I think that the biggest of the projects, of course, is the PK through 8. And so what I'm suggesting is that the board vote on giving administration and our council direction to enter into negotiations with whatever firm we decide, the board decides. And if no agreement is reached, to select a alternate for that project.
And would you like that to be your motion, Mr. Coronado?
Well, I think I'm just saying that that's what
I think we need. Because I totally agree with
that. That's what we should do for that project.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as the awards of the other projects, my thinking is that, and maybe is, what is the priority in terms of, besides the PK through 8, is something that we need to really get on the ball with here?
Well, I think in administration's, regarding the lists that are on, the items that are on the agenda, I think the cafeteria project at Northwest Early College is something that is not only fairly simple, but really important. And another one that I'm, as superintendent, I'm very interested in is the CMS renovation at Kanyati Hill Middle School.
And you should really be ready to try and get that done during the summer, right? So we should have everything ready to get it accomplished.
that would be mine. Other board members might have other priorities. Those are the two, along with the pre-K-8, that I see as really important.
I see our pre-K-8 as our overwhelming priority. It's our biggest job. It's, we need somewhere for those kids to go to school.
I'm also concerned a little bit about the subsidence issue at the football field at Alderete.
Well,
but it's not.
It's not football season right now. Yeah. That's the good news on that one, Dr. Murphy.
Yeah. So really, the Northwest Cafe, CMS, and pre-K-8, with the pre-K, as Ms. Searle said, certainly being the number one.
Our number one and our largest issue. And
absolutely.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Go ahead.
One of the other things that and you know, and I take responsibility for this. We really during the time that the bond projects were being put forward, I was remiss in failing to, and you know, we didn't really know that what kind of a I guess result we were going to have in the increase in our land at the high school. When we first did the high school, our band room was designed for obviously what we had and for a little bit of growth. We started out with a smaller auditorium, two half the size. We increased the auditorium, but we didn't increase the size of the band room. And I think that was remiss on our part, and I take responsibility for that. I was on the board at that time. It's now something that we need to also consider is that at the high school, we're going to do this project of the gymnasium. And it was my thought that with maybe the savings in either all the projects or some of the projects, we'd be able to do some kind of, add some kind of classrooms to the gymnasium at the high school, the new gymnasium. I think that with respect to the gymnasium issue at the high school, because the subsistence at that area needs to be really addressed. It's right by the basketball courts.
Right, it's not in the gym, it's outside.
It's outside. And really with the new projects with the gym, and you know, we're really ought to consider fixing that immediately. And it really ought to obviously coincide with the building of the new gymnasium there. However, I know that this is not on the agenda, but it really relates to this because we need to think about, there's no way, I've taken a look at, down there at the high school band area. There's no way for us to increase the size of that with just really gutting out the look of the exterior of our high school. And it's going to be very, very costly. And maybe that's something that our architects that we choose can help us with that. Having said that, it may behoove us to see about, get administration to see about what we would be doing in terms of, you know, this is something that even next year is going to be a problem for us at the high school with the band from the middle schools coming up. So the following year is even going to be worse. All indications are is that our amount of participation in our band would probably double fairly soon, if not more than that. And that band room is just, they're already pretty...
It's inadequate.
It's very inadequate.
Mr. Coronado,
I don't know about whether we're going to be able to enlarge that one or not. And if not, I really think in terms of, you ought to reevaluate and see if there's any savings, or maybe I don't mind even looking into, we have a very healthy fund balance. Mm-hmm. Looking at addressing these issues at the same time that we're doing the gym, because that we need to incorporate that. Otherwise, it's going to look very piecemeal. I don't want to start having our high school look like we did the afterthoughts.
No,
it's too nice of a building for us to do that. So I don't know, we need to probably get an opinion to see whether we should build another band room, and instead of adding new classrooms where we would have to do it at the gym, is convert the current band room into classrooms I think that would make sense because, one, we get the band out of there. They really make a lot of noise in that area. They're right in between administration and the other class areas. I mean, I don't know what it would take, whether that would be better or to really expand it there. But both of those walls are exterior load-bearing walls on the band room. I really don't know the answer to that, but I think before we decide on that, it's just for us something to think about.
Yes, I agree. Looking towards the future and being prudent.
And it's something that really is going to be an immediate need. And so I think we ought to get this project really consolidate the high school gym and the subsistence and possibly another band room or additional classrooms somewhere, but that we need to make sure that it's planned where it's not going to look like we did an afterthought and piecemeal it because we're going to ruin the look of the high school. That's just something that that's been really nagging at me over the last several weeks since we had our meeting last. And so I think that's something that we need to probably consider here very, very soon and maybe get an opinion from either whoever the architect is or administration to go back to the drawing board on those issues to see what the cost would be or an alternative, whether we expand the band room and if we can feasibly, economically, or to just build another band room. It actually, I think, would make more sense to put them over close to where the basketball courts are.
I have to agree.
It's closer to the football field. They'd be closer to where they practice. They'd be closer to what they do. Can we get them away from
being in the middle of the classrooms?
Being in the middle of the classrooms. And I don't know. That's just something for us to think about. And I am apologize to the board because we should have thought about this a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. But it's not too late.
It's not too late.
It's not too late.
It's not too late. And so that's something else that I wanted to throw in there. But as far as after selecting our architect for the PK through 8 and an alternate, I think we ought to then wait off on the rest of the selection until next week. Let administration make sure that is
begin the negotiation.
So we know which architect is on board, and then we can decide which. Because if one of those doesn't get, if for some reason we can't reach an agreement with our first or alternate, for sure we can then take it up next week. Or if we do, then that could let us select, maybe the ones that, if we didn't get an architect on board, maybe they can be eligible for one of the other projects. I don't know. That's just something I wanted to.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Armando, please.
Well, with that being said, I agree. I think what we need to do is look at the other projects first, go with the pre-K-8. And so from there on, we could table the other issues as well as bring them back. So for right now, I'm going to make a motion that we allow the administration to negotiate the contract with the previously selected architect for pre-K through 8, Carl Daniel Architects.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Any discussion? Tony?
Mrs. Cousins?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
No.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
No.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
No. And for the record, I'd like to note that we've just been discussing our high school. I can't help but notice that one of the reasons we're building a new gym, if I'm correct, is that the current gym does not have enough room to put two sets of bleachers in it. I have some problems with this firm, so no. Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
I guess the motion passed.
Yes, it did.
I think what we ought to do is select an alternate firm for that, and at this time, I move that the if for some reason administration is not able to reach an agreement to with on a contract to bring back to the board on the PK through 8 project, I move at this time that the board authorize administration and council to engage in negotiations with the firm of Moore, Cordell, Nordell, and Kroger for the PK through 8 campus. Should an agreement not be returned to us for approval from the Carl Bannon's.
Thank you. Thank you. Any discussion? Tony, please.
Mrs. Casares?
Yes.
Mr. Corrado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Through the chair?
Yes, sir.
I just want to be on record and clarify, we did ask for additional information from all 8 architects today.
Yes, sir.
Per board member request, that there was a question as to each firm, to every firm, and it was the same question as to who professionally employed on your staff, each architectural firm, worked on our current high school. And Mr. Gatlin, and thank you, Mr. Gatlin, for really putting it all together. All firms responded to him, and you have that information in front of you. Mr. Blanco, I called you. You assisted me with that. Can you talk about the legality of asking that question and how we went about doing that?
Yes, I believe it's okay. You asked all the firms the same information. Now I have the opportunity to respond. I don't know that everybody responded.
All respond.
If they did, that's fine. It was your choice to do so.
Thank you.
That's all, Dr. Murphy.
Thank you.
With that, go ahead, please.
I was going to make a motion to table the other items until we actually find out what goes on with pre-K through 8. And then, as well as tabling, bringing them as the agenda item to enter into contract negotiations. So that's my motion.
Can you repeat that again?
I would like to table the rest of the items till we actually see what goes on with the pre-KA, and then from there, as well, bring them back with enter into contract negotiations.
I'll second.
So two parts to your motion is what I'm hearing?
Table, and then bring them back to enter into contract negotiations. As presented.
And is that, that's your second. Okay. Tony?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Please.
Oh, yes, I'm so sorry.
That's, I think, something that we probably ought to do. The other thing that I think we ought to work administration to is prioritize for us the next few projects for next week so we can make those selections and also select alternate firms for that. Projects, obviously, as it gets smaller and smaller, there really shouldn't be any issues with respect to, or very minimal issues with respect to the selection of the architectural firm. However, I think we ought to probably instruct the administration as well that the gymnasium for the high school, that maybe we can, I know it's a short time frame to come back with an opinion with respect to what we are going to do about expanding the band room. I'd like to see if we can go ahead and have that as an alternate to whoever architectural firm we select for that, because we want to make sure that we plan for it. Even though we may have not the funds for it now, we want to make sure that it is taken into account in the overall design and scheme of where it will go, or if we're going to do classroom additions and expand the band room and add classes somewhere else close to the gym. I really think we need to think about that now rather than think about it a year down the road and say we should have done this.
Well, sir, we have an architect on firm, I mean on staff. Glad to have him, and Ernesto certainly can. Ernesto, you can certainly work on that. to look at the design and what your initial thoughts about that?
I'd like to, is the board okay with doing that for coming up, and then maybe to see what, if the cost is amenable, we can have it as an alternate. Whether or not we go through it at this time would be a different story, but at least we plan where that's going to be, how it's going to fit into the floor plan of the...
With building the new practice gymnasium with the one side seating, is that in conjunction with that?
Yeah, whether it be
number 11
or would it be a new bedroom addition there, and then...
And I guess I have a question of chicken or the egg. Our CBAC committee.
I met with Mr. Maxfield today, and our next meeting is January 19th.
Maybe we could have that information ready, or at least a formulation started, and pass it to them.
Absolutely.
So that could be done or appropriate, Mr. Armendariz. Do you think that maybe, you know, just a rough, you know, I know this is coming out of left field, but it sounds like sound thoughts.
Yeah, even if we don't have the money, we ought to plan where it's going to go and what we're going to do with that project, because, I don't want us to...
Yeah. To come up and say, gee, the band room's too small, you didn't build it big enough, and now we can't have the kids play band. Okay, I agree.
And guaranteed, next year they are not going to fit there.
I hope you're correct. I seriously hope you're correct.
I think it's going to be, if they do, they're going to be packed like sardines. They're already almost at maximum, right?
It is true that the 8th grade band program at Alvarete is larger than it's ever been, and those 8th graders will be going to the high school next year, and so you are going to be seeing a significant increase next year.
So, how would you like to direct the administration?
Just direct the administration to do that, if it's the board consensus to do that.
That's fine with me.
Anybody have a problem? Yeah, Dr. Murphy, do you get the gist?
I'll work with Ernesto on coming up with initial ideas and thoughts about band room expansion at the high school, and we probably could even cost it out somewhat in initial and bring that back and have it ready. We'll try to have it ready for the 17th at our board meeting, and then for the 19th CBAC.
Sounds very appropriate. And with that said, we still have a motion on the floor. Is there any further discussion on Mr. Rodriguez's motion with Ms. Quintana's second?
The only thing I would ask is the administration bring us a list of the priority projects so that we can select those firms first after we, if we're able to reach an agreement with our selected firm.
Like the top five?
The top five, so we can get those done right away. The other thing is we need to talk about how those projects are going to be handled in terms of the construction issue. We haven't decided on the other projects.
The other issue is we'll be getting the rest of bond money by the end of the summer, so we'll be able to work. I mean, we could probably knock out some certain different projects and how we assigned them on the last meeting, with each project having a different architect. I think that will allow us to run smoother and then go from there to get those projects done. Then we'll be having the money in by July or so, Dr. Murphy, the final of the bond.
The plan is to start selling the bonds in June.
In June, so by July, so we'll have everything in the bank. We'll probably, I mean, the interest rate isn't low, but we'll be able to do something, but at the same time, we have the money to get all the projects done in the bond program.
Any further discussion? Do you want anyone? Tony?
Mrs. Cáceres?
Yes.
Mr. Cuartado?
Yes.
Mrs. González?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Charles?
Yes. With that, I believe we come to adjournment. And it is now 6:44.
Thank you.
And this meeting will be adjourned. Thank you.
Do you all want to take a quick break and then we'll come back to start my committee meeting?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.